Okay, we are up to Tana Rabbanan, which is on page Yudchesim and page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines in the bottom. Last word on the line. Tana Rabbanan, Zayis Tairas Akanois. This is the halacha, the Taira, the laws of a Akanois is what we refer to Saita, of the warning. Alamed. Now, this is, okay, so we have two words here that we're going to have to deal with. Zeus is exclusive. Tyrath is inclusive. So the Tyrath puts an exclusive word right next to an inclusive word. So the question is, what is being included and what is being excluded? Dr. Brysa, Malama, Chiesa, Shaisa, Vishaina. That one woman can sometimes drink more than once. Now, if this is going in Rameyer, it's a little bit more complicated, because Rameyer said that once a woman drinks, well, at least let's leave it for a little bit later. So the Tanakhama says that a woman can drink twice. It can happen twice. She meaning twice get warned, twice have stira, and twice go through drinking saita water. The Yudaim is Zeis. Shaini is Yashayis of Yashayna. Zeis, this. No double drinking by a woman. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. We just opened the door. I mean, if I finish the sugya and you have a question, I'd love you to ask it. But you didn't give the Gemara or Rashi a chance to talk. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'aseh v'heyed l'faneinu nechun yuchay v'shichen. Nechun yuhu dug pits for water to give water to Eilu B'Golem, the tzaddik. He testified. It just happens to tell you who testified. She's the Shaita Vishaita. That he knows for sure that a woman drank twice. So he testified to us that way. The Kabbalah Noe Dusai, Dr. Behuda, we accepted his Aedus, Mishnah and Rashim, she was married to a second man. So she drinks a second time if that second man is warning her and she has Thira. Avaloi Be'ish Echad, but not with one husband. With one husband, there's no double drinking. She drinks once, and that's all. So we have three opinions. Tanakhama says, and again, the Gemara is going to explain each of these Mandi Amrim. But reading it simply, Tanakhama says a woman can drink twice. No conditions held set. Right? A woman can drink twice. Even though Pashtus in one marriage, one husband, he can warn her twice, and she drinks twice. Can the Tanakhama agree to Reb Meir, who said that the original drinking takes care of all future affairs with this husband? Right, in fact, it can even take care of a subsequent marriage with this husband, we said before. It's a big shaila in the Achrayim. Let's just assume that the Tanakhama doesn't agree to Reb Meir. It makes life simpler. Rabbi Yehuda says sometimes she can drink twice and sometimes not. If she marries a new man, a new husband, that new husband is not covered by that first drinking. And he can warn her a second time and he can give her a drink a second time. And the Rabbanan say never. That's seemingly what's going on over here. That a woman never drinks twice. One time in her life. It's a once in a life story. The second time, there's no drinking. We haven't spoken out what the halacha would be, what happens to her. Nothing has been said yet. These are the basic, raw words of the Braisa.
Hello?
Again, there's two people talking at the same time. I'm sorry, yes? There's three different
things. Hello?
What's the problem? Is anybody talking on the phone? Hello? I don't know. Rashi?
Who's the first opinion? Is
a no, it's not. What do you mean? What do you mean? It's not the exact opposite. Tanakhama says a woman can drink twice. Chachamim say a woman can never drink twice. Polar opposites. They're not, but that's what it sounds like. And Rabbi Yehuda is the middle. He says sometimes yes, sometimes not. Rashi. Don't Rashi Tyrus Akanois, Tyrus Achas Lukola Kanois, same law for all warnings. Should be Kulum Yasaloka Tyra Zeis, he always does these laws. Mutaim is Zeis, Miuto. Zeis, Belayacharis. Chayfer Shechin, why was he called Mechunya Chayfer Shechin, the digger of pits? Lahachnis Mayim Loyler Regalim, to get water for the people that went to Be'el Regal. The Sadar Subadrachim, he put it in fields and in roads that they should have water.
About 100 years after the Korban. He lived very long after. He was Talmud of Rabbi Akiva.
I'm sorry?
Himself was the
interesting point you make. I don't have a good answer. And Laila Regalim has said, Rabbi Yehuda is a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. That is true, and that's much later. Who is he quoting? Thank you. Okay, so, thank you. Well, the other thing I can think of is there's some Rishonim that say they used to go to Yerushalayim even after the Korban. What? There's Iran, yeah. There's Iran that said that they used to go to Yerushalayim even after the Korban to be in the place of where the Beit HaMikdash says, I think Haigon writes that even in his days, Harbei Nisim happened when the Yidden used to gather to Yerushalayim even in his days. Just hundreds of years later.
Are we talking about by the
Shlosh Golem? Yeah, they used to go to Yerushalayim. Not, it was no Beit HaMikdash, but they used to go to Yerushalayim anyway. At least it's brought down in some Rishonim. Anyway, let's move on. Zog to Gemara, it's a good hour, thank you very much, I didn't think of it. Zog to Gemara Vaitem. The Tanakama Nami Yochsev Zeis. What does the Tanakama do with the word Zeis that's limiting? Rabbanan Basroi Nami Yochsev Tairas. It's Rabbanan Basroi who say it never works. So it says Tairas. What do they do? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda at least balances it. Sometimes you can drink twice, sometimes you can't. So he uses Zeis and he uses Tairas. Tanakama seems to ignore Zeis and the Rabbanan seem to ignore Tairas. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava. B'ish echad, upaya lechad, dekula amalai pligi dein ish yashayse v'shayna. By one man and one accused adulterer, there is no second drinking. There is no second drinking. Once he drinks once, that's all. He can never accuse her again. He can never warn her again not to go alone with that man. And he can never, and if she does stira, there's no more drinking. The same husband and the same alleged adulterer. The chsev, Zeis. Everybody agrees that it says Zeis. And that is excluded. That's the one case that is excluded. B'shnei anashim b'shnei ba'alim. Two husbands, two alleged adulterers. The kulam alay b'ligidish yashayza v'shayza. There, it's two separate cases. Two husbands, two accused adulterers. She drinks two times. The chsev tairas. Ki b'ligi, they're arguing in the following two cases. B'ish echad b'shnei ba'alim. One husband, two alleged adulterers. B'shnei anashim u'ba'al echad. Or two husbands and one alleged adulterer, the same one, came back again. Tanakama Savar, Tairas Lurbuye Kulu, Zeis Lamute Ishechad Abayalachad. By the way, Rashi will tell us reasons. The Tanakama says, Tairas says she can drink twice in all cases besides for one, which is one husband, one bayal. Once it's two bayalim, or once it's two husbands, she can drink twice. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Rabbanan Basroi Savri, Zeis Lamute Kulu, Tairas Lebuye Shnei Anashim Shnei Ba'alim. Rabbanan, the last Rabbanan hold, no. She never drinks twice unless it's two husbands and two Ba'alim. If it's the same Ba'al or the same husband with two Ba'alim, there's no drinking twice. Rabbi Yehuda compromises. Zeis Lamute Tarti, Zeis excludes two of the cases, and Tairas Lerab is Tarti. There are four cases here. One husband, one bio, one husband, two bialim. Two husbands, the same bio, two husbands, two bialim. The corners are one husband and one bio, everybody agrees, does not drink. Two husbands and two bialim, everybody agrees, does drink. That leaves two cases in between. One husband, two bialim, two husbands, one bio. Tanakama says she drinks twice. Rabbana says she doesn't drink twice in both of those cases. And Rabbi Yehuda compromises. And he says that one husband, you don't drink even if it's two bialim. And two husbands, you drink even though it's one bialim. That's how he compromises. So he differentiates between one husband and two husbands. Right? So there's four cases. Tanakama holds three of the four drink, one doesn't. Rabbanan holds three of the four don't drink, one does. And Rabbi Yehuda says two and two. And he writes, Tarti, Zayis Lemute, Tyrus Larabbis, Zayis Lemute Tarti, Tyrus Larabbis Tarti. Zayis Lemute Tarti, Ish Echad Abayel Echad, Ish Echad Ishnei Bayelim. One husband, you don't drink twice. Tyrus Labuya Tarti, Shnei Anashim Abayel Echad, Shnei Anashim Ishnei Bayelim. And Rashi will give us reasons, or Rashi will explain it better than I am. Rashi, on the Amid Beis, list Rashi. If the husband that gave her to drink died, or divorced her, it doesn't make a difference. When this isn't, she got married to Lachar. And he warned her, Benistera. So Rabbi Yehuda says, on that we accepted the testimony of the Chunya, that the second one should give her to drink. Rabbi Yehuda Darish Zeis Lemute. Rabbi Yehuda uses Zeis to exclude She'ein the Shais of Ashaina de Baal Echon in Chazavikin Allah. One husband cannot make a woman drink twice. But Darish Tyrus Larabish Shais of Pamshnia de Baal Shaini. Two husbands can. Umidikamar Rabbi Yehuda da Baal Shaini Chazarish Vishaisa. Right. Since Rabbi Yehuda is saying only through a second husband she drinks. The cloud that infers the Tanakama afilu baal echad mashke shnei plamim. But the Tanakama seems to say that even one husband can give her a drink twice. V'ayinu debrachina, that's why we ask. The Tanakama chsiv zayis. U'maykum emayit b'nei, what do we exclude? The chsiv zayis, u'mistabra, now Rashi says, we have to use our logic. Which is the case that makes most sense to say that he cannot give her a drink twice? The Sabra, the Amimias Kamamai, actually, kind of Labau, Zeh Pamacha, Cheres. The one that makes most sense is to say that the husband cannot give her, the same husband cannot warn her twice with the same bile. Shnei Anashim and Shnei Bailim, Lachar Shesh Gazet, Mace, Venisis Lachar, Vikino Lami Bailachar. That would be two husbands, two Bailim. That's the most logic to say that he could give her a drink. It's a whole different story. The Siv Tairas, while me is also the Rabuya, and that's included. Rabbi Yehuda Sfirla, the Acha Shariba Akas of Amiyat, the Taira has an inclusion and an exclusion. For my Pirish Ma Riba Ma Amiyat, Al Karchach, my Mastrin Akas of El Lachachamim, the Farish Lach Lefichach Masam. The Taira left it up to the Chachamim to use their wisdom, Ma Ribuya Ma Amiyat. Umistabra, the Ribuya Ashnei Anashim Koyer Atalib Vayalachat. The logic is, as long as it's two husbands, he should be able to do the same process again. Why is that mistabra? Since he already warned her and she was absolved, it reflects that he's an overzealous person. He's too makbar on his wife. And they just don't get along. So therefore Rashi says that logic is the same husband, Dr. Yehuda, he already accused his wife. She already went through it. You accuse her a second time? It reflects badly on the husband. He obviously doesn't have a good relationship with his wife. So therefore she doesn't drink a second time. The second husband comes in with clean slate. This is the Svara. I could have said an odd Svara. But this is what Rashi says from Yehuda holds. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda compromises. So again, we have a Miyat and a Riboy. So the Rabbanon, the Tanakama, he works that Tairas is the Riboy, and Zeis is just including one case. So the one case excludes if it's a repetition of the first time. We did this already. We did it already. The Chachamim say, Tairas, Zeis excludes everything. Tairas excludes one case. One case, two husbands, two alleged adulterers. They're two totally different stories. There's no repetition here, except the fact the same woman is drinking. She drinks twice. The Yehuda says, I see two and two. Now, how am I going to split it with logic? I will split it with logic by saying that a husband that does it a second time, it's his problem. And a new husband is her problem. Yes?
No, it's discussion with Rabbi. I would have thought that that would be
an
indication that two people are
Makana. That's
what
Rashi
said.
No, I understand. The two, one husband, I can't, one husband, cannot do it twice, right?
Again, I don't know which Madhyama you're going in. If you just say one husband cannot do it twice, because the Torah logic says you tried it, you were proven wrong, which means that you were overzealous.
I understand,
maybe,
but even if it's a different guy.
Yes, that's what the Gemara says. That's exactly.
Includes two cases.
Two one way, two the other way. Correct. There are four possible cases here. There's one husband, same bio, one husband, two biolum, two husbands, same bio, two husbands, two biolum. There are four cases to deal with.
If you can't give it to her, that just means what?
Interesting. From Rashi's mashma, she would be mutter. Because Rashi's saying we blame the husband, and therefore we ignore the whole thing.
That's interesting that you said that.
I didn't say it. I see it. I saw it in the Mepharshim. There are Rishayim that want to say, at least if a die from Rishayim, that we don't give her a drink, but she remains us and her husband forever. Yes. But Rashi doesn't say that. Because Rashi's blaming the husband. Rashi, the way he explains it, he's saying, with one husband and two, he doesn't give her the drink twice. Rashi doesn't say because he only gets an opportunity to absolve her once, and if not, he doesn't get that opportunity. Rashi doesn't say that. As he says, it's a reflection on him that he's overdoing it.
Why is it called overdoing?
Because he's obviously reacting to his wife much more so.
Paranoid?
Yes, doctor.
I just think about the definition of paranoid. It seems that another explanation would be that he'll let her see his hair is that he would know already if she had done it.
If we held like the Shita of Rameyer, this whole Gemara would be discussing it. It wouldn't make a difference one husband, one by one husband, two of them. There are other Shitas that say that makes a difference. Again, I'm reading Rashi. My job is to explain the Gemara Rashi, not to offer my own shot to the Gemara. Rashi says that this is Shat Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if we held like Rameyer, we would understand Rabbi Yehuda right away. All the stuff, but that's not what Rashi says.
That's what I was wondering about.
That means obviously Rashi saying these people don't agree to Reb Meir. Again, my job is to explain Gemara Rashi. At least I try. That shot is out there, but Rashi doesn't say it. That means Rashi's saying not that way. That means he doesn't want it to be dependent on Reb Meir or not. Let me even say more than that. If you learn the Oz of Grimei, I don't need a pasuk of Zeis. Without Zeis, I know it's taken care of already. The Gemara is dashing from the word Zeis. But Grimei, you don't need Zeis. It was done already. Yes?
You might have answered already. The question that they used yesterday, that this bottle of water works on now and in any future.
That was Rameyer.
That was Rameyer. And the idea that two different marriages are two different marriages, this one has nothing to do with the other.
Correct.
I don't know. That's cool.
Not everybody. Rameyer said that the Tanakhama didn't say in the future, right? With the Machlokes up there in the Mishnah.
That's not necessarily the lesson that the Beis Din gives her.
Again, isn't that the Machlokes in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Tana Kama did not mention future. A mayor had a future. Hadralach hayamevi, hadralach hayamevi, hadralach hayamevi. Dr. Mishnah Reiter. Hayanaitulas mekhasa mitachvifa mitchis. The husband, Dr. Ashi, took the mincha from the basket made out of the, if I remember correctly, the date font, what, palm basket. V'nois nalatei klisharas. And he put it into klisharas. Dr. Ashi, hayanaitulas mekhasa, who did it? Habal, the mina de mitzvah skuna b'menachas on mekhmitza veilach. V'agash and amikhilas kmitza hi. Interesting point. Because I'll say the mitzvah skuna starts at kmitza. But we learned earlier that hagasha has to be done by kaya. So to Rashi, who's very smart, Rashi, and he says, hagasha nami tchilas kmitza hi. That is called the beginning of the kmitza process. She'ein zarakar of the mizveach, because no zara can go that close to the mizveach. I have a kiddish kli, putting it into a kli. The yitzika, I'm pouring the oil on, when there is oil. Ublila, shetuna shemen, when it does need oil, when they mix it, kosher bazaar. Baita. V'naisna yada, v'naisna klisharis, so whoever did put it in the klisharis. Now, Tysus learns, it brings Yishalmi that the kayan takes it. Now, Tysus says, not like Rashi, that says the Baal takes it. Because it's, the Baal could take it, but it's a mitzvah for the kohen to take it. That's what Tysus holds, that it's a mitzvah for the kohen to take it. So, v'naisna l'tech klisharis, whoever took it, put it in the klisharis. V'naisna yada, gives it back to her. V'kayim meniach yadai mitachtah, and the kohen puts his hand under her hand, mitachtah, v'menifa, and they wave it together. Rashi, v'naisna yada lohanif, v'kayach meniach yada mitachtah, v'gemori yalav, v'tnuva tzricha yad bailam, the tenufa needs the hands of the owner, the Yad Kayan. Ubailam, the Milchasaita, Yerisha. The woman is the Bailam of the Milchasaita. So it has to be done by her and the Kayan. Frank Yerushalmi, how can he touch her hands? How can he touch her hands? So the Yerushalmi gives a number of answers. Number one, they put a handkerchief in between. Number two, it's an old Kayan who won't have any hearer. And number three, he didn't touch the same place. He held it here, and she held it above of the same keli. They both did the waving, but they held it at different points of the bowl. One put his hands on the bottom, one put their hands on the side, and they lifted it that way. So whatever way you want to learn, they did it together, yes?
It's
interesting, because the answer to that is it's no different than when a dentist treats a woman.
Right.
So I don't know why that's not used here. I don't know. That the kohen is involved in doing his mitzvah. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't have an answer.
But Rabbi, do we have other situations where we decide a man is too old for her?
Interesting point. It's Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi that's quoted that way. But I don't think we postulate Lamaisa.
I thought we kind of held that for men the desire does not necessarily wane.
That's true. Again, it's a, I don't know, I can't answer the question.
They do bring the huge hunger, there's no
Nagia
through clothing.
That first part they bring, yeah. There's no Nagia through clothing. Same story, the Klaz Megareba, after the war, my father was there when it happened. The head of the base, whoever ran the girls, school in the DP camp that they were in Germany came and he said to him that the girls are crying that their father's not giving them a bracha on Yom Kippur. These were all orphan girls. So Rebbe said they should come to him and he put a handkerchief on top of each one's head and he gave them a bracha on Yom Kippur. father was there, he remembers they announced that all Bachim should leave the building because the girls are coming. 80 girls. On Yom Kippur, he put a handkerchief on each one's head and he gave them a bracha. That's famous. I know this firsthand from my father who was there. I mean, he wasn't in the building, they chased him out, but he was there. Like we have been very involved in DP camp in Germany. So that's the psak, that's something else. It's what, yes, Dr. Gemara Weitzer.
How's enough of done?
I'm sorry?
How is enough of done?
So up and down, like you do a lulav, same thing. Same like you do with your lulav.
I do backwards also.
They went to each side. I don't know how they they did all four sides.
They turned
around and they put it up. I don't know. I wasn't there.
They were doing it at the same time.
The Gemara says the four sides up and down.
Sorry?
The Gemara says you wave it to the four sides and up and down. The exact same thing you do with a lulav.
They're holding it together.
So they coordinate. Yes? Four sides and up and down equals six.
Okay, that's what I meant.
I just said four sides up and down.
Yeah, I heard the four parts.
Okay, four sides plus up and down, four plus two equals six.
In general,
the Gemara says, I'm Baruch Asaylam Lamayla Lamata. The Gemara words it that way.
I hear.
Not the Gemara Vaita. Hainiv, it was waved. The Higgish, the Kayan brought the Kayan, touched the Mizveach. Kamat, he did the Kmita. The Higgster, and he put it on the Mizveach. Vashar nechol lekahanim, and then the leftovers is eaten to the kahanim like every other mincha. That the leftover flour is eaten by the kahanim. It's kachin kadoshim. Menachol mufdim menachloim v'sichrei kahuna liyayim v'layla at chatzos. This is a regular carbon mincha. Hayim now. Hayim mashka v'achkach makavis mechata. Tanakama says that even though we said hikdir, the Gemara is going to explain it that way. It doesn't mean you did haktar right away. We just took care of the mincha. But when did she drink? Tanakama says she drank before the mincha. And the water kicked in after the mincha. So here this woman drank and nothing happened. They brought the mincha on the mizbeach. Boom. Then the water is activated. It's on a delay. If she's guilty, when they bring the mincha, it will activate the water. When they put that mincha on the mizbeach, till then the water doesn't work. But Shimon Aimer makavis mechasa beachkachayim mashka. Shimon says no. First they brought the mincha, then they gave her a drink, and it activated immediately. Shemar va'achar yashka siyisha samayim. Says that afterwards you should give her a drink. However, in hishka v'achachikos mechasa k'sheira, they changed the order. It's kosher. And the Gemara will spend a lot of time on explaining the order and why it works that way. Dr. Rashi, the Nishna of the Kaim Menich Yadav, we did that Rebbe Higgish, the Karim Arabis Doraimus. Kiditani, like we learned, the Perigimel, Beseda Menachas, the Tatim Menachas, the Kulachanach Sibi Bemechasai, the Truth of Akrava, Kritz of Agartara, all those are written explicitly by Menchasai. Ashar Necho, Shekol ha-nikmatzis shereim nechalim, all that nikmatzis, the leftovers are eaten, nechsev tairas b'stam mincha, b'zayis tairas ha-mincha, ha-zayis b'mena, like every other mincha, that the leftover is eaten. Lachkach makrib, b'kamar parach, I'll try to lay v'hikter, and he said v'hikter. You already brought makrib it. Ma yakrib ha-yid lachkach tairas, so what does it mean yakrib? You already brought it. So I explained the answer. We took care of the mincha, but we didn't insert when she drinks. But the Gemara read it, says he was master it. Then it says he drank before the mat. We just did hikti already. Look to the Rabbanu B'Shimon, but Gemara Yafinu L'Mikroi will be learned out from Sukkim. Amalei Rabbi Lazar L'Rabbi Yashi D'Dare. So Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Yashi of his generation. Now, we rarely find this said. We mean Rabbi Yashi of his generation. He's not going to speak to somebody that's not in his generation. Dr. Rashi, Rabbi Yashi the Dare, Amay Rahu, Ubadai Rishor Belazim and Pedas. Hava. He was in the generation of Reb Lozer ben Pedas, who's the regular Reb Lozer. There's another Reb Yashar that was a Tana, who's mentioned many times in Shas as a one who argued with Reb Yenison. The Loy Tema, the Reb Yashar Azakan, don't think Reb Lozer was questioning the Tana. The Lav Eirech Ara Lememrelei Hachi. It's not Derech Eretz to tell him what Reb Lozer is going to tell Reb Yashar here. Because if Reb Yashar is a Tana and Reb Lozer is an Amira, even if you overlap in life, but you don't talk to that way, the way the Gemara is going to say Reb Lozer talked to Reb Yashar here. Shagad Lubazakim Menuhayi, who is older and greater. So therefore, it was a different Reb Yashar. That's what the Gemara comes right away and says. Don't stop and say, how dare he speak to Reb Yashar that way? Because it's not that Reb Yashar, it's a different Reb Yashar. So Amalei Reb Lozer Reb Yashar the Dare. Leitesa Vakara, do not relax. Don't sit down and relax. Adam Mefarshas Lalah Milso until you explain me the following thing. Now, if it would be a Tana, you wouldn't tell him, don't relax. You don't tell a Tana what to do or not to do. You can ask him a question, but you don't tell him, don't relax. Your friend, you can say, do me a favor, don't relax so you can answer me this question. So that's why Rashi says the Gemara points out which Reb Yashar it was. So you shouldn't be bothered by the fact that Reb Lozer spoke to Reb Yashar that way. Anyway, what if it was the question? Menoha Milsa, Menayel Mincha Saita Shetun Tznufa. How do I know that a Mincha Saita needs Tznufa? Frank the Gemara, Menolon Vehenev Ksipa. Read the Pesukim. It says Vehenev. Zog the Gemara, Bebaila Menolon. It's talking about the Kayan, Vehenev. How do I know that she's involved? How do I know that you need the woman involved in the Tznufa? The Mishnah said, she's holding it, he's holding it. Where do you see that? Zog the Gemara, Asya Yad Yad Mishlamim. Says here he takes it and he waves it. And it says over there by the tzufa of Shlomim, when they wave the chaz of Ishaik, it says Yadav Tvienu. His hand should do the waving. The owner's hands. Okay, Tzad? Sorry. Malkan Kayan, Aflaon Kayan, Malaon Kayan, Bailam, Avkan Bailam. So the Zereshava cross compares and adds one to each one. Okay, son? Meniach Yadav Takas Abailam, Yadav Abailam, Amenav. The Kayan puts his hand under the owner's hand and they do Tzufa together. So you want to know the source that the Bailam is involved by Saita? Shlomim. You want to know the source that the owner Kayan is involved by Shlomim? Saita.
Now, Rashi. Where did we get this? Without even asking, that she becomes the Baal.
Termincha.
She's the one that brought the...
No, her husband brings it.
Yeah.
But it's her Mincha. But it's her Mincha. No, he brings it for her.
I would say he brings it for her. He brings it for him.
No, he brings it for her.
She's bringing it for her.
Termincha, right? Rashi, the Baalim in Allah should take Isha Manif and Makayan the Krogs and Makayan the Hudik, say, Vlokram Yarisha. The Shlomim, the two of us Chaz of Ishaik, they Murim the Shlomim, they waved the Chaz and Ishaik and they Murim of Ishlomim. Yad of Tiviana, the Baalim Ksiv, the Gabatrufa Ksiv, Makan Kayan, the Saita Ksiv Kayan, Rufus Minchasa. Same thing here, by Singh. Okay. So to come out by the Hainiv, the Higgish.
The chiyuv is on the husband.
I think the chiyuv is on the husband.
That's what I was.
The husband is mechuyav to bring all his wife's korbanos. It's part of being a husband.
She doesn't, especially here.
Pastas,
and he has to pay for it.
Pastas, yes.
Here's a
kiss. Now I don't know if she's allowed to donate a korban and charge it to him, but any of her chiyuvim, I think. I'd have to look it up. I remember from the Dharm, it's in a few places, that the husband has to bring her a kebab. Heinev v'higish kamat v'hikter. Then the Mishnah says, hey, mashkev akach makev v'rechasa. Practic Gemara akava, you already said hikter. Why'd you say hikter? Dr. Gemara, pachikamar. Say the minachas ketzat. What did they do with the milcha? Forget about everything else. Just concentrate on the milcha. We're not concentrating on the order of Saita. We're concentrating on the order of the milcha of the Saita. Trufa, Hagasha, Kmitza, Haktara. Now, there is Hashkar that has to go on. That's not part of the milcha, it's part of the Saita process. When you do the Hashkar, it's the Machoikis of Shem Rabbanan. Rabbanan Sabi Maska Vakach Maka was Machasa. Reb Shimon Sabi Maka was Machasa Vakach Maska. Shenem Rabbanan Yashka. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Okay, come on. Akuva. Kaidim Hashkar, the Kaidim Kamat Zahikter. Well, the Tanya Yamaska, that's Kamat Zahikter. It's not going before the Ashkar. We're not talking about the process of Saita. We're just talking about the Mincha. And do whatever it is. Then we go back and ask the question, be Kaidim. Is Hashkar before the process of the Mincha, or is Hashkar after the process of the Mincha? This is a great question. It's such an unbelievable question that we can have a whole Amud of Gemara on this.
That makes sense.
I'm glad you agree. Now, I know people here don't like to take out commercials to look at people. But over here, if you ever need it'll be much easier if you know what you're talking about. For some reason, people don't like to take out commercials. They like to look to the side, and they think they can't see consequence from looking at the side. But listen, I can't tell people what to do. I can only take a commercial myself. I will read Sukkim. And those Sukkim, three Sukkim, that three Tanoim have to deal with. This is in Kapitel Hey, starting in Pasuk here. Pasuk Chavdalet. Behishkas Yishas Me'amar Mamarim. He gives the woman to drink the bitter cursed water. Ubo Bo Hamayim Hamarim Lamarim. And it goes into her stomach and it becomes bitter. That's Pasuk Chavdalet. He takes the mincha. First it says drink. Then it says it takes the mincha. Now, you just did the hishka and pasuk chavdalet before you took the mincha. And now in pasuk chavav, it says, do the kmitza, the aksara, then give the water to the woman. And if that's not enough, in pasuk chavzayin, it says, v'hishka samayim, give her to drink the water, v'hoysem nitma v'tima ba'isha, her stomach explodes. So we have three psukim. One written before the mincha, v'hishka, two written after the mincha. Depends if you vote for Trump. One is before the mincha, and two are after the mincha. We have to reconcile those psukim. Pasuk Chavdalet says v'hishka seisha. Then it talks about mincha. Then it says v'yachar yashka. Then it says v'hishka samayim. So we have three psukim that have to be reconciled to figure out what happened first. That's what the next Amud of Gemara is going to be about. How do we reconcile this three psukim? Let's start. Dr. Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. V'hishka. It says in Pasuk Chav Zayin. V'hishka. Ma Talmud Leimar. I'm sorry. I think the question is of the first V'hishka. The Rashi changes the Gersa. I'm trying to figure out exactly like the Rashi's Gersa, how it works. But Behishka, how can you, Behishka says, Rashi learns, it's going on the first Behishka, before the Mincha. What does it mean by Mekvar Nehmer Behishka? It says Behishka afterwards, Pasuk Chav Zayin. So the contradiction the Gemara is asking is in Pasuk Chav Dalet, the Pasuk Chav Zayin. In Pasuk Chav Dalet says give it a drink before the water, before the Mincha, and then in Pasuk Chav Zayin it says give it a drink after the Mincha. We're ignoring Lachayashka. That's not being discussed. We're skipping that Pasuk, at least for now. We're talking about Chav Dalet and Chav Zayin. Dr. Bekiva, Shem Nimchika Megillah Ve'meres Ein Shaisa, Ma'arin Aitza Mashkin Aitza Balkarcha, Divya Bekiva. The first Vahishka does not mean give it a drink now. The first Vahishka is saying that if you erase the Mincha, which is part to come Gimel, you force her to drink, whenever the time comes. So it's not telling you give the woman to drink now. The Bekiva is of the opinion, you bring the Mincha first. But it says Vahishka before the Mincha. Dr. Bekiva, that is to tell you that the minute we erase Hashem's name in the water, she has to drink. It's out of her thing, we force her to drink. Once Hashem's name is erased, which is written in Pasuk of Gimel, we force her to drink. When do we force her to drink? We'll wait till Pasuk of Zion, after the Mincha. So Vahishka is not telling you to give her a drink now. Vahishka is telling her, you will ultimately force her to drink because we already erased Hashem's name. Read the Rashi. Hey, look at Rashi. How can you get seen the Tana Rabbana Vahishka Maltamut Vahimah Vahikvahinam Vahishka Shem Nimchika? But why you get seen the Basra Vahishka Vahikvahinam Vahishka? It doesn't say Vahishka Basra, the second one, and Matam with labor with a quite number of Hishka Kama. Change that Lashon Brisa. Who appears Meshu Meshu, it's a mistake. The toy of a quite number. It says a really quite number and Shemash Meshazanam Matila. The one who put in the word Basra and Kama was bothered by the fact that it already said, which is Mashma, that the second one is said first. The Hachi Pirish, and this is the Pshat in the Brisa. Seidam Mikros Kahu. This is the order of Sukkim. The Kasav. You write the parsha, umbacha, and you erase it. Vahishka, vahenev, tamincha. Vahikter, vahikriv, vahenu agosha. Vahkamat, vahikter. Vahyacha yashka, sisha, vahayim. Vahadu suksiv, ashkar shlishis. And then it says, another time ashkar, vahishka, vahayim, vahayim, nitma. Vahkama, Rabbi Akiva. Vahishka, asar isha, dhksiv. Why does it say Behishka Samincha before you Behishka Samincha before the Mincha? But like why never Achlan Torah Samincha Behishka Samayim? Bahu Davkahu. There ain't a Rishon Davka. And we know the second one is the one that's right, not the first one. Because of Sivacha Yashka Samincha. Right? Because of this Pasik and number Chavav, that said afterwards you give the water to drink. So I'm going to ask Achlan Torah. So matam alam v'hishka seisha achar mechika. So why does it say before the haktara v'hishka seisha? Lamecha shem nimcha kamegillah. If the megillah was erased, the amra eini sheisa, the loy hay display b'tameyani. If at that point she says I don't want to drink, but she didn't say I committed the sin, ma'arer neisa. And notice if Rashi is clear that she said I sinned, we don't force her. No need.
Rabbi.
1 second. Let me just finish. So if she says, I'm not drinking, I'm scared, I don't want to drink, I'd rather just break up the marriage and get out of here. We say to her, too late, lady. You already went through up to here, you have to drink. Now, if she says, I'm guilty, Rabbi Kiva says later on, we don't make a drink. We'll discuss that later. But that's what Rashi is telling you. The lawyer I described it to me, I need, if she didn't admit to say I'm guilty, we open our mouth against her will, and we pour the water down into her throat. Now I'm going to stop here for a second. Harvey, yes. Harvey, you had a question?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was wondering how we could say that she's given the mincha after she drinks or immediately after she drinks, since if she fails the test, she's going to be dying right there. And how
no.
is it appropriate
no, no, no,
to
no,
be...
No, 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 the Madhyamin that says the mincha is second believes that the water works at a delayed reaction. It does not work immediately. When she brings the mincha, that activates the water.
I thought it was only delayed if she had certain merits and whatever. Otherwise, she would begin dying immediately.
Well, this is not so far off. This is not a long delay. She drinks the water, and they immediately bring the mincha. So 5 minutes later, and I just made up that number, it could be four, it could be eight, she dies. The water is activated as they bring the mincha.
Okay, so it's activated by the mincha. Okay.
Right. Going to that Madhyama. Going to the Madhyama that they bring the mincha first, the water works exactly immediately.
Okay.
Why does the water work on her the same way?
We don't force her, she admits.
No, that's right. Once they do the erasure, right, then they force her to drink.
Only if she doesn't want to drink but doesn't admit she's guilty. A woman has an option to say, I don't want to drink, without admitting guilt.
No,
and
she says...
Again, listen to me again. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Sorry.
A woman is brought to the Mishru Shalayim. At any point in time, till they erase Hashem's name, she can say, I hate to break the news to you fellas. I'm not guilty, but I'm not drinking.
I did not say that.
I'm not finished.
Sorry.
Or she could say, I'm not drinking because I'm guilty. There's two ways she can say I'm not drinking. Either I'm not drinking, but I'm not guilty, or I'm not drinking because I am guilty.
That's before the erasure.
Once they erase Hashem's name, she loses one of those two options. She cannot say, I'm not drinking, but I'm not guilty. But she can say, I'm not drinking, and I'm guilty, and we won't make her drink.
After the erasure, she can say she's guilty, and they don't make her drink.
Correct.
Rashi
said that clearly. Rashi said she cannot say any shaisa unless she admits the tumba.
Once the erasure is done, she is forced to
drink. Only if she doesn't admit the guilt.
So it was, okay. So mechicha was done for nothing.
Yes.
I assume there's a beer in there.
There's nothing to do with us now. We're not upstairs. Yes, doctor.
There is a medicine concept. Sometimes you do fish, and they're both required, but they can either be, in some cases, influential, or in other cases, they can be.
Fine. I have no problem with this because I know a thing called a time bomb. That's what it is.
Come on, doctor.
No, but you need a button, remote starter. So this is the remote starter, is the mincha. Yes, Rav Shraga. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
However, you've got to deal with the fact that sometime later, years later, something else.
Yes. All of that, we had spent the whole time trying to tell her to admit. At this point, we tell her you lost one of your three options.
We tell her that if you say you're guilty, you won't die.
We told her that all the time, yeah. Do we repeat it now? I don't know. Okay, Mr. Shimon will continue tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.